meeting, and we need to call to order. Present is City Manager Matthew Brower, Councilman Hilty, Councilman Molliver, myself, Councilman Musley, and I know Mrs. Rich is here. Did you tell Mrs. Rich?
I didn't see her.
You didn't see her?
Mrs. Rich?
Yes.
She's in with Captain Cameron right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. Well, anyway, we can get started, Mr. Brower.
Yes, thank you, Council President. I'm going to ask that item 3A be tabled until a subsequent CRA meeting. I don't believe we got the minutes out in time for you to have done an in-depth review. So we're going to drop down to item 3B, which is the fiscal year 2014-2015 CRA budget resolution for Downtown Railroad Vision Project. I'm going to invite Mark Mundell to brief council members on this request.
Thank you, Matt. Council members, as you are aware, you also serve in the role as the Community Redevelopment Agency for our CRA and for the other CRAs and future CRAs that we're creating. You may also recall that back in 2004, when Council adopted the Downtown Master Plan, one of the projects that was included in that master plan was the proposed Osceola Linear Park project. And I have a copy of that master plan here, should you have any questions about that. That is intended to be a multimodal corridor linking downtown to Tuscaloosa. It will ultimately serve as not only a people mover, but as a recreational space for our citizens. It will include portions of the cross-section as green space, portions as vehicular lanes, and of course portions as an improved railroad track to the one that currently exists. You may also recall that staff had been working on a conceptual design for that corridor, and when staff presented that design to downtown stakeholders, including business and property owners, there was some concerns about the conceptual design. And so staff has taken a step back and working with our downtown stakeholders and has decided that it believes it's best for the city to move forward in hiring a consultant to actually do a revised conceptual design of the corridor, and then ultimately the final designs of that corridor leading to construction. That is based in part on the fact that staff really doesn't have the requisite experience in dealing with railroad industry, and the consultants that we're looking to hire does have quite a bit of experience with the railroad industry. They also have quite a bit of experience in doing multimodal type corridor projects. And we also felt like having an independent third-party consultant involved in a process might, the stakeholders might feel more comfortable that they can share their opinions and feel confident that ultimately their concerns will be addressed and hopefully a better and revised design. So as the agency this afternoon, what staff's looking for you to do is to approve item 7A on the council agenda. You'll be approving it as the CRA agency, if you elect to do so, and therefore forwarding it to City Council for your consideration later this afternoon. Staff can answer any questions you may have.
The item on the agenda for this afternoon that Mark refers to is item 7A on the consent agenda.
Okay.
So what you're asking for us to do is to basically approve it as our CRA board to send it to council. At that point in time, we can approve it or reject it for total spending. But that gets it on the agenda and gets the discussion going.
That is correct.
So that's, I think, correct. It'd probably be, because I have a lot of questions about it.
Yeah, I do too.
But I think I'm okay with go ahead and forwarding it to the council for.
So we don't necessarily have to have a discussion here. We can wait till council's. Which is
it's really council prerogative. You can have discussion now. You are the advisory board for the CRA, or you can simply recommend that it be brought forward to the council and discuss it as that item comes up on the consent agenda.
I mean, from my perspective, I like to bring it forward to council. That way, we can actually start our council meeting on time.
Yeah, it seems to make more sense.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah, I'm very much okay.
Okay. So if we can get a motion to recommend that the City Council consider this request.
So moved.
Second.
Third. Are there any public comments on this? We're going to move this to council. You can talk about it at that time if you wish. So back to council. Call the roll.
Mr. Musley?
Aye.
Mr. Malver?
Aye.
Mr. Hilty?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. McLeod?
Aye. Is that it for the CRA advisory?
That is correct.
So we're just moving it forward?
That is correct.
So now need to close this meeting?
That is correct.
And we need to wait 5 minutes because we can't start 4:00.
That is also correct.
Okay. We're closing this meeting and we'll try to start council right around 4:00. Okay. Yeah, gotta get Musley's love.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there.